From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama again lays out his case for the Iran nuclear deal. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said the past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before. The president said Tehran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive.
Today, Iran has enough nuclear material to produce up to 10 nuclear weapons. With this deal, they'll have to ship 98% of that material out of the country, leaving them with a fraction of what it takes to make even one weapon.
Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal Saturday. He said the deal to end development of nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions is an exception to Iran's usual dealings with the United States. Khamenei called the U.S. arrogant and said Iran will never bow to what he called the enemy's excessive demands. A U.S. Navy petty officer who was shot Thursday at a military support center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has died. Petty Officer Randall Smith is the fifth person to die in the attacks. Fred Fletcher is Chattanooga's police chief.
I can tell you that the Chattanooga Police Department and I personally as their chief of police are committed to doing whatever we can to help everybody, regardless of their faith or regardless of their circumstances, be and feel safe.
24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz unleashed a barrage of fire at a recruiting center in Chattanooga. He then drove several kilometers away to a Navy and Marine Reserve center where he shot and killed four Marines and seriously wounded Smith. Abdulaziz was later killed in a gun battle with police. This is VOA News.